And as usual, we are always awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have for Andy Lindis. You can call us or you can text us. Just one number, remember, will for either 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, just trying to make heads or tails out of this weather forecast. But it's anybody's guess. It sounds like it's going to be a real roller coaster. Not too cold, but rainy, snowy, sleet, stuff like that. But in the meantime, I know a lot of people have wanted to ask you about kind of the craziness, the turmoil, whatever is going on. In fact, I think we missed a couple of calls or texts last week about home improvement costs, as far as you know, maybe materials, things like that. What have you been hearing, seeing? Are you worried? And give us an up-to-date status report.
To be honest with you, I haven't over the last 3 years. It's been very nothing out of the ordinary this year compared to the last 3 years. You know, since 2020, it seems like materials have gone up and up and up and up and haven't really come back to earth at all. So we've just kind of gotten used to it. But I really do think that it's a deeper conversation than maybe I'm ready to get into right now. And it has more to do with corporate America, private equity, and greed, to be honest with you, I think. Than anything. When a few different companies, just take the roofing industry. When one different company buys 15 different roofers, and they're not really buying the companies, they're buying the name and likeness of those companies, so they look like they're mom and pop, but they're all working for the same people. So you can get two estimates, but really they're from the same corporate entity. And when you see the prices going up and up and up and up and the materials going up and up and up, and then now you have like big box stores getting in the mix, buying roofing suppliers and looking to get into the game of buying home improvement outfits, or HVAC industry went through this. Heck, even like dog groomers and veterinary clinics have gone through this. I've seen the prices go up there. It seems like everywhere I go where I've seen a big change in the people's attitudes that work there, and in the pricing, there's a corporate entity behind it driving that. And that's the, I think if I had any advice to give anybody in buying home improvements, look for the best you can for the mom and pop shops. And that's why, like, it'll never change at Lindis Construction. Like, every single one of our customers, they get my cell phone number, both my brother's cell phone numbers, our email addresses. So we are the owners. We are the people that the buck stops with us. So, and I always want every one of my customers to be able to get a hold of us, and I set the pricing. So I work really hard with the partners around the country. And yes, some of them are corporate America partners, but they appreciate what Lindis and our wonderful customer base does every year, which is consistency. No matter the storm, no matter anything, we keep our people busy and we find work to do. Now it's been a little bit different work the last year and a half, some smaller jobs and repairs and things of that nature. But I don't think I get questions about the tariffs and stuff like that all the time, but that's not really coming to fruition yet. I don't know I don't think that's affected pricing at all as of yet. Could it? Possibly, but you got to remember, Denny, I'm a roofer, not an economist. So take that for what you will. But I'm okay. Like, the pricing is it up a little bit year over year when it comes to materials? Yeah, but you got to think the cost of living and wages and labor, I think, is a bigger driving force into the increased rates for home improvements than anything else. I can tell you this right now, I was just looking at those financials, and labor has gone up more than materials in the last 2 years. So, you know, and that's okay. For me, I want the person working on my home to make as much money as they possibly can. And I've had some of that done this week. I've had a really awesome electrician named Jeff Woods working on some stuff for me. And I knew I was going to like this guy, the new electrician we're trying out. You know, he shows up day one and he's got a T-shirt on. And it's just an outlet on the front. I'm like, you know what? This is my kind of electrician. And we've been working on a mess on this old house. And boy, oh boy, he is getting through it. I had this master electrician that teaches classes around the country for other electricians for continuing education that was going to help me do some work there. And it was too much for him. And he goes, you know, the only other person I would trust to work on something like this is this guy. And I'm like, all right, I'm in. So I've really gotten along with Jeff, but I failed on day one. Working with these guys, I kind of left, and all of a sudden they had left, and they left to go use the bathroom. And I always tell this to people, whether they're getting friends and family that are getting home improvements done. I go, you know what? Show the people work on your house. You know, maybe have a cooler full of drinks there for them, so they can stay refreshed. If you can feed them, great. But most importantly, show them where your bathroom is. I think we expect people to work 10 hours a day on our projects, but if they have to leave, and sometimes it's a half hour, depending on where we're working, to go find a public restroom. So
that's true.
You know, 50 minutes there, and 50, that takes out time of the day. It makes the project go longer. Plus, you know, I've been in this industry long enough where, you know, you don't want to have someone, you know, peeing in your bushes or the dumpster or something like that. So sometimes we don't take our own advice. And when they came back and I'm like, oh, fellas, don't tell me you left to go to the bathroom. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Here's where the bathroom is and how you get in.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's something simple, but boy, does that mean a lot to workers.
It does.
Yeah. How do you expect people to work?
They're all day, and
yeah.
I'm telling you, like say like this summertime, you got people working in your attic. It could be 120 degrees in there. I can tell you this. Every time someone like makes a pitcher of iced tea or something like that for my guys, you hear them talking about that the next morning. It means a lot to them. It really does. And I'm not saying, you know, you don't have to make these fellas and gals a five-course meal, but a little bit goes a long ways. And when someone's working on the biggest investment most of us have in our lives is our home, I think making sure those people that are working on it are happy, comfortable, and well-fed has always been a recipe for success for me anyways. But I'm a little bit different. Usually it's my guys working on the stuff, so... Like when we were working on my man cave, I had 19 guys in there, and I seemed like I was grilling for 4 hours to feed those fellas.
Well, I guess it's good training because you're a pretty good griller from what I hear and have tasted.
So, yeah.
Well, Andy, hang on. I'm going to grab some text messages as well. Maybe sometime during the show, too, maybe we could get your feeling on insurance because, boy, seeing and hearing a lot of news stories, people complaining about the rising cost of car auto insurance, their homes as well. And maybe get your take on because I know Lindis has a good relationship with a lot of inspectors, and they kind of respect the work that Lindis does. I know that, but we'll get your take.
There was some hail yesterday in Minnesota, where I think people need to start thinking about that. So good subject.
We'll talk about that when we come back and grab some text messages along the way. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show. We're around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch with those? Maybe you have a project in mind. Give them a call this coming week, 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S. They'll help you out. Andy Lindis fielding all those questions this morning, as usual, at 651-461-9226. Andy, before we get to texts and other subjects, we have a phone call. Let's pick up on Dave has been waiting there in Eagan to ask you a question. Thank you, Dave. What is your question for Andy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm in a house right now, and I have a Georgia Pacific electrical panel. And I was told when I bought the house that it had to be switched right there. What's the big concern with those? And I guess your thoughts on them? And
What kind of an electrical panel do you have?
Georgia Pacific.
Federal Pacific?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
I just know they're old, and they really said that they can cause electrical fire, or said they can trip if they're not maintained, or, Federal Pacific. But if I bumped you, that's okay.
Yeah, I think in just doing some research here, I'll ask my electrician here on the next break, but I think the biggest problem is it looked like the big problem with the Federal Pacific electrical panel is the breakers won't trip. So when they get overloaded, like over 50% of the time, they don't trip, which can lead to fires. So it might be something worth getting an electrician involved and getting their take on it. Put a new panel in and dream big. Now's the time where maybe the right service, and you'd be surprised on what happens to these electrical panels over time. You know, I've seen some crazy stuff where you're trying to pull 80 amps out of 40 amp breaker, you know, if everything turns on at once. And if you have that type of panel and it doesn't trip, like I was at one and like I touched the breaker and it was like too hot to touch.
Ooh!
If it's too hot to touch, that's a fire hazard.
Oh yeah.
And a half. So I think you're going down the right path. I would definitely look into replacing it. And on the next break here, I'll see what Jeff has to say.
Oh, okay, good. Good idea. Yeah, interesting call. Safety feature. I'm looking at a text, Andy, that says, what is the best way to finish the underside of a wood balcony that slightly overhangs a patio? Ours looks terrible. Thanks for any and all suggestions. How would you finish the underside of a wood balcony?
I would use a solid soffit panel. We've also done some things with siding, standing seam siding. And there's, you know, those underdecking, long as like if it's not getting any weather, you have to worry about cleaning out from underneath it. I might look at sealing it up completely. So it's an unused space. And we've done some things with 3-season or 4-season porches underneath those areas. Now, if you're just talking like a cantilever area, those are notorious for leaking air as well. So as you're going through it, you want to make sure it's all insulated properly along the ledger board. So, you know, you don't have to worry about any air infiltration. When we do infrared imaging and people have those soffits or cantilevered areas, a lot of times that's going to show up a lot colder than the rest of the home. It's notorious, you know, it's people stuff in a 4-inch piece of fiberglass into those areas and it just doesn't do anything to block the air. You know, yes, it does a thermal barrier, but it's not air sealing at all. And there's a reason why that area of the floor is always colder than other parts of the house. It's because it's not insulated properly. So before you seal it all up, make sure you get that inspected as well.
Very good. 651-4619. Yes.
Quality Edge makes a really nice, clean soffit panel that we've used in those situations and turned up pretty nice.
Quality Edge. All right. Note that. 651-461-9226. And a kind of a home improvement question this Saturday morning. I'm looking at a text, Andy. I'm guessing the listener wants to ask you about what I'm thinking is Insultex. But anyway, the question is, what is the liner product you use behind siding?
Insultex. It's a house wrap that is also an R6 insulation. Denny, it looks too like our wonderful texters have agreed. Federal Pacific lost their UL rating in the 70s and 80s. Circuit breakers fall out of the main bus. Whoa. You can buy used parts. However, it should be replaced. Another texter sent they lost their UL rating. So, yeah, it's something to take a look at it.
Wow. Yeah, I should.
Tonham Association made us replace our Federal Pacific boxes due to insurance companies demanding a much higher rate for them. When we replaced them all, insurance dropped again. Cost about $1,800 a unit to replace 4 years ago. So it was about $1,800. a unit to replace the breaker. I'm guessing it's going to be in that $3,000 to $4,000 range now. That's just off the top of my head. Hopefully it's cheaper than that, but it's much better than having a house fire or your insurance company dropping you or your insurance company rates going up.
Yeah, for sure. I want to get back to that Insultex product for that listener, because you started talking about that. I can't even think about how many years ago it was. Have you got any idea? You brought that to our attention.
I want to say we've been using it a little over a decade, maybe like 12 years now.
Yeah,
we've used it on almost every single siding project, and it's a fantastic product.
What is so good about it for those that don't know? What's so good about it?
It's 5 millimeters thick, where it takes about an inch and a half of foam to get to that same R value. So then you have to build out the windows, build out the trim, everything, if you're going to be putting on that exterior of the wall. And a lot of our homes have 2x4 construction still, so it's really hard to get to the R19 that is code on the exterior walls, which, you know, if you old construction versus new construction, there's different rules and regulations to follow there. But from making your house as comfortable as it possibly can be and not having to build out all your windows and doors and openings when you're residing the home, and knowing that this costs about the same as most of the other house wraps out there. So you're going to have to be putting a house wrap on anyways. Why not put on a house wrap that's 5 millimeters thick, but also contains an R6 insulation? And you can't dispute it anymore. You know, a couple of years ago, I think be 2 years ago this spring, when it all finally came to fruition and was done, the federal government, the Federal Trade Commission, I should say, went after Insultex for inflated R values, saying that it was not an R6. So Joe Roselli, the owner of Insultex out of Pittsburgh, has some American gumption. He mortgaged everything. I mean, he had a quadruple bypass throughout this process. He was under so much stress. And he mortgaged everything, leveraged everything he had to be able to fight this lawsuit, and won. And his expert witness put the FTC's expert witness to shame. And I actually had to testify. Luckily, it was during the COVID time, so I didn't have to fly to Washington, D.C. to do it. I was able to do it remotely. But I went through, you know, we have hundreds of customers and zero consumer complaints. And still to this day, Joe has gotten zero consumer complaints. And we've used it on our own home. So I didn't care what somebody else is telling me. I tested it myself and found it to be working wonderfully. Like, not just tested it, we removed walls to make sure that the perforating was doing what it was supposed to be doing. So it's a great product, and as they went through the entire process, they're able to prove that it's an evacuated cell. So no matter how much you compress this material, it's still, the cells never burst. That's how it's able to retain the R value and be 5 millimeters thick. And if you were to look at it, again, not to go on another corporate America rant, but someone pointed the FTC at those people. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with the competition in house wrap not liking what they were seeing with Insultex. And I always told Joe, I go, this is their way of trying to buy you. And and they're just trying to weaken you. And I'm glad that he stood pat. They're a wonderful company, publicly traded. They're a public company as well, and they do make some great ice fishing gear. And that's how we found them. They're the first people to make the floating ice suit. Yeah, my dad borrowed my brother's ice fishing jacket, and it was that original Polar Vortex up on Lake of the Woods about a dozen years ago, and it was like 30 below, and he went out ice fishing, which is just is not, I don't care what kind of jacket you have, 30 below, it's not a time to go out ice fishing. That's just too cold for me, but that's my dad. And so that night he's like, oh, this is the greatest jacket ever invented. I've never been so warm in that cold of weather in my life. So he went online to order a jacket himself and then found out that they do house wrap. So he ordered house wrap as well. And we tested it, and we became a distributor for it in the metro area. And every one of our customers has gotten it since.
Fantastic story. And good for Joe for sticking to his guns. All right. We need to take a break for weather. We'll see what the weather folks have to say about this coming week's weather. And then we'll come back. We'll pick up on more questions that our listeners have sent in. If you have a home improvement question, call it in, text it in, whichever is easier. Here is the number for either, 651-461-9226. The weather is next here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction every week. We thank them for that. L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus is answering those questions as usual this morning at 651-461-9226. All right, we talked about the Insul Tax topic, and I'm looking at another text, Andy, that a listener is going to be building a deck off the front of their house. A small 12 by 12 deck, and a question they have is that when you build a freestanding deck in Minnesota, you still need to pull a building permit as long as it's not attached to the home structure. Is that true as far as you know?
You know, I saw this coming, so just to clarify, I was been texting with Mr. Panic on the break, and if you're walking out of the house onto the deck, then you have to. Whether or not it's attached to the house, a permit needs to be pulled. If it's a freestanding deck, like its own structure away from the house, you have to leave the house, walk on ground, and then go up onto the deck. You may or may not have to pull the permit depending on the city. I believe if it's higher than 30 inches, you would still have to pull the permit. But it's, as always, your local city official, your local building official, is a resource to be used, and believe it or not, they're not, you know, the big scary boogeyman by any stretch of imagination. Whoever you work with there, he or she is there to help and will answer the questions. And I'm telling you, you want to know what the law is, because if you build the structure, they'll pull in the permit, and then that's found out afterwards. It's a rigmarole to go through. You may even have to remove the structure. So I would talk to your local building official and go from there. And, you know, if you work with a company like ours, we work with all the building officials, know the rules and regulations and everywhere, and pull the proper permits to do everything.
Now, that's a great idea. And you're right. They're nice people. They're not out to get you at all. Yeah, Andy, phone call time. Mike in Minneapolis is checking in with us this morning. Mike, thanks for calling. What is your question for Andy?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Andy, I had your company come out last Monday to give me a bid on the leaf guard gutter system. And I have like 62 linear feet, single story application, nothing really complicated. The bid that he gave me was for $4,995, which works out to be $80 a linear foot. But when I researched this, and this is for the LeafGuard brand, the industry average was $16 on the low end to $25 on the high end for installation. So obviously that's a pretty big discrepancy. When I asked the salesman about that, he wasn't really able to give me a satisfactory explanation as to the discrepancy. And this is also on top of supposedly free labor. Can you give me some thoughts on that? I really like the product.
I would have to look at the. Yeah, and one thing, I believe LeafGuard brand around the country is in that $40 to $50 a foot for the gutter. And then you got to figure in, I think it's like $14, $15 a foot for the downspout. And I'm not sure what type of flashing is involved. There's a separate charge for that. And if it's third story, there's a different charge for that as well. And then there's the charge for the machine that comes out and makes the gutter. So on average, we're in that 42-ish range, a linear foot, for LeafGuard. And we install more LeafGuard around the country than anyone else. But I would have to look at your exact project to be able to explain exactly what's going on. And the free labor discount we have going on right now, that's exactly what the installers are paid to install the thing. They get a percentage of the project. So that is as good a deal as we're going to have all year. but I don't get a lot of complaints on those gutters. There had to be something unique for 60 feet to be $4,000, though. I'm hoping it wasn't an error on my person's part. That happens at times, but pretty rare. If you send the show a text, or me personally, 612-919-3933, or andy@lindisco.com with your contact info, I will be able to look up your exact project, and I'll call you and go over all of the pricing. But we're a pretty open book when it comes to pricing, whether or not you research online. But our average job last year for Leaf Guard in the Minneapolis metro area was $5,700. So, but most people have over 100 feet a linear gutter, but all depends on how many downspouts you need and things of that nature. Third story, there's some extra charges because of the scaffolding that's involved, but I'd have to look a little bit further into it.
Yeah, some variables there. Yeah, we'll check it out. You're going to love those gutters. That is for sure. I know we have to break here momentarily, but I texted kind of going back. Another listener wanted to know about that Insultex. Would you ever put, meaning Lindis, would you ever put two layers of Insultex in a house if the customer wanted it?
No. You wouldn't want to do that because of the perm rating. You know, water vapor needs to be able to move. And if you do that, you're going to trap it somewhere. So I would not do that.
I was looking at, speaking of insulation before we break, is it true, listener says, that newspaper was used for insulation inside walls in the old days, or is that just an old wives' tale? I bet you've seen it.
I have seen it. It's interesting, too, when you get to read the old newspapers and walls when you're tearing them apart.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah, for sure. Okay.
I actually read an actual newspaper the other day, and I felt nostalgic because I used to wait. Like, the first thing I did in the morning was walk out onto my porch to get the Pioneer Press. And you know, you have like 3-4 sections you read every day. And I kind of miss that, you know. Now everything I read for news seems to be on my phone.
Isn't that true? Well, things have changed.
And we don't use phones for insulation.
For sure. At least not on purpose. All right. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the other side. You have a home improvement question? We'll pick up on some texts we didn't get to. 651-461-9226 from Newstalk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Lindis Construction. You want to get in touch, 8449-LINDIS. Is the easiest number to remember. You can call them this coming week if you have a project in mind. Maybe some new windows, which you'd love to get, or maybe siding like we talked about. Andy Lindis is still answering those questions this morning. We still have some questions from our listeners, Andy. Here's one of them. A listener says, I'd like to replace our attached deck with a three-season porch. What do I need to keep in mind or ask the contractor? What would you suggest? First of all, you should contact Lindis Construction is my advice. What would Luke and the rest of your crews do? They'd come out and talk to the folks.
Yeah, and looking at the 320 area code, Luckin Companies might be the best bet there. They do great work on decks and porches. And the first question I would ask is, how much more to make it a four-season porch? Because on the initial construction of a porch, it's way cheaper to make it a four-season porch than it is to retrofit a three-season porch to a four-season porch down the road. As we have lots of customers that this becomes the best room in their home, the favorite hangout spot. So they want to condition it so they can use it all year round. And so you don't lose a lot of the ambience of a three-season porch. You can open up the windows, you can take out the sashes in the summertime and just go with screens if that's what you want to do. But if you want to use it in cold weather, I would highly encourage looking at making sure it has a heating element to it, like a fireplace or something, or a heated floor, insulating the floor and attic space and walls. It's way cheaper now like half the cost or a third of the cost to do it now as you're going through the process than it would be for us to come in, tear down the walls, the floor, add a heating element. Like it's crazy. We've had a few customers that we've retrofitted 3 seasons into 4 seasons, changing out all the windows. You know, remember, the most expensive home improvement project you could do is the one you have to pay for twice. So
yep,
that's just keep that in mind. But the type of materials that they're going to use, the type of windows that they're going to use, the warranty that's going to come with it. You know, you want to go over all of the detail work, making sure all the proper permits are going to get pulled, what type of footings are going to be installed, what's going to be installed on the underside, if anything. And remember, if you don't build this with a metal frame, you're going to be looking at a lot of green treated lumber or brown treated lumber, but that's going to be a little bit more expensive that sometimes people really don't like. And then they try to paint it. And Denny, you know as well as I do, the one of the hardest woods to paint to paint well and get it to hold paint is the treated lumber. It's been treated. It doesn't have the open pores like the rest of the lumber products do. So it doesn't hold paint nearly as long as some of the other things. And why not make it a maintenance free? So look into some of the metal framing options and what you can do there to from when you're looking at it from the outside in that you still like it aesthetically.
Andy, we just got a couple of minutes to go. Let's grab this phone call. Tom is calling in from Rochester, I believe, this morning. Let's try to get Tom's question answered. Tom, what is your question? Thanks.
Hey, real quick, Denny, huge fan. Thank you all these years. Andy, appreciate your show. I've got cedar siding, just moved in a year ago, and I'm realizing I got a woodpecker problem. What does a guy do? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. We get that about once a year, I think, here on the show.
You do, and I had some bird problems. It weren't woodpeckers last year. It was robins and barn swallows trying to build nests on my covered porch. So I got this owl, forget the name of it, but if you look it up, owl with a moving head and light up eyes. It's battery operated. It's solar powered. So you can install it, and the eyes light up. You can make it make a sound as well, although it bugs me because it makes a hawk sound, not an owl sound. So I turn the sound off, but I'm telling you, the birds, they know what an owl means business. The owl is in the area to kill birds, so they seem to stay away from it. Now, I've seen people hang, you know, all sorts of like shiny, frilly things from the soffit area to keep out the woodpeckers, making sure there's no insects in your cedar siding and that is treated properly. You know, if they're in there for food, it's one thing. If they're pounding away to impress the ladies, which is another reason why woodpeckers do what they do, that's another thing. Removing the bird is always an option, but I'm a bird guy, and I put up plenty of feeders, and you know I have a bird book. I identify which birds are which. That's just part of what I do, but. So I have a hard time removing woodpeckers. I would try the owl thing first and go from there.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. And thanks for the comment. Appreciate that. Andy, we're plumb out of time. I want to urge our folks to, if they want to get in touch with the Lindus. Now, we've got, here it is, the 29th of March. We've got April coming up. Can you real fast in 10 seconds give us an idea what kind of deals can be had in the month of April?
Free labor on the installation of leaf guard gutters and free labor on the installation of GAS asphalt roofing, where you will get to look at one of the fantastic class 4 options. And if you got any of those fun letters from your insurance company, we can help you with that as well.
Good deal. Andy, have a good week. Let's talk next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, Denny.
Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Yeah, give him a call, 844-9-LINDUS.